now. Dan Hampton, the Hall of Fame Bears defensive tackle who specialized in making opposing quarterbacks see long white tunnels of light, with ghostly lost relatives saying, "Go back, it was just a sack." Ed O.B. Obradovich, the Bears legend who is picking off passes and grinding offensive linemen into powder while you are still wearing tough skins and drinking Tang. Glenn Kaz Kozlowski, the one-time Bears receiver who could catch a pass and a dive, then celebrate four rows up in the stands with the pretzel vendor. Mark Harmon, a confident, independent young man with skills in communication and teamwork. He's what? He's getting married. Oh, forget that. This is the Chevy Hamp and OB Show with Kaz. Sponsored by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com. On the station with the best Bears coverage, 720 WGN Radio.
Well, got to go out and get your Eddie Pinheiro jerseys. Welcome.
Yep, found a kicker.
I mean, Hampo, let's just celebrate the fact that we've got a young man that can put it through the uprights and win a football game.
No double doink in this game with this guy.
Doinkless. It was a doinkless effort again. Hey, folks, hey, you talk about getting out of town with your underwear on. That's about what
they didn't have
today.
Their underwear on. Hey. They left without it on, but we won. And that's
win's
what matters.
Win. And you know what? Little Dan goes, "Can they count that?" We said, "Yeah." When it's over and they say final, it's over. It's in the books. It's a win. But, folks, you're talking about living dangerously? That is skating out of town by the hair on your, you know, on your teeth. And I'm telling you, the officials gave him that game, OB. That I don't know if it was a touchdown or not, but it wasn't a roughing the passer. And I don't know if there was a second left, but either way, we win a game.
Congratulations to the Bears. That's number one. It's always nice to win. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. Wow. We got 14 games to go, and we had a quarterback today. You people that watched the game, you saw it. You saw it right in front of you, and that's what we've got to go 14 more games
Mitch
with.
Stinkbinski. He stinks. He is horrible. He is horrible, Ed.
Yeah, let me tell you what, folks. I think with about maybe 18 seconds to go in the game, he finally broke 100 yards passing. Patrick Mahomes, in the second quarter, threw for over 400 yards and three touchdowns for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Joe Flacco, who's 108 years old, threw for 292 yards. For crying out loud, it's embarrassing.
What I'm telling you,
but we'll take the win.
But congratulations,
it's embarrassing, but
yeah,
it's a win.
We'll take the win.
Win is a win.
But I'm going to tell you what, folks. I don't know how to put it, but anyway, just what I saw out there today. If you think that this kid is going to lead us, we're putting all our marbles on this kid, this quarterback taking us to the Super Bowl and winning it. It's
zero
just
chance.
Not going to happen. I told Mark, when did I tell you? 3 years ago.
I think they will
never win the Super Bowl with this kid at quarterback. 3 years ago, I told you that. How is it possible in 3 years, the second game played against this team, and he breaks 100 yards passing? How is it possible?
Well, that's the most concerning thing in my mind.
It is.
The dude's not getting better.
Okay, let's talk about what we found out the first two weeks.
Stinkbinski. I mean, let's change his name. I'm tired of hearing the media suck up to this kid and say, "Oh, it's okay." And, you know, Matt Nagy, let's be you. BS. This kid stinks. Let's find a new quarterback, for God's sake.
They're not going to, but here's the problem. Let's talk about what we found out these two games. Number one, okay, we found a kicker. Good for that kid. Pinheiro, we're not worried about him no more. So he proved himself today. But number two, we found out our defense is still a factor, but it's not the factor that it was. Yeah, they were tired. They had to call a timeout because the great Khalil Mack wasn't in shape, was tired, and he didn't even play the whole
game. How did that happen? Oh, wait. They didn't play in any preseason games.
Exactly. Number three. No matter what you want to do, you can shuffle the chairs on the Titanic of an offense. As long as you've got the captain named Trubisky, you're going to be hamstrung.
Stinkbisky.
But number four, we have found out that Matt Nagy, the coach of the year, has really found a way to level the playing field for the other 31 coaches in the NFL. He gets an F for the opener. Today, he gets a D-. And at the end of the day, let me just say this. You can't be stupid. And, OB, you said something really smart. You said, stupid coaching gives you stupid players. We made a lot of mistakes, a lot of stupid decisions during the course of that game. But go back to Green Bay. They go out the very first play of the game. They get in a dime defense, one linebacker. And yet, we're so smart, we're not going to dare run the ball at that, you know, dime defense. We're going to try to throw it 45 times, and we wind up getting it shoved down our throats. So, we better get smart, and I'm talking about the head coach with the visor. You need to start thinking outside the box, because what you're thinking now, it's not working.
Well, first of all, you got Nagy, and I'm going to tell you something. I'll tell you what he is. He's the number one coach for excuses and alibis. His nickname should be Alibi Ike. He covers like for it. Trubisky. I mean, it's laughable, guys.
Let's call it
It is.
His name
you
is
think the
Stink
people, the guys
Bisky.
In the press, Glenn, you think they don't know that, how he covers for Trubisky? My God, how many times, folks, you watch the game tonight, he throws 3-yard passes, 6-yard passes. How many times when you ever see him trying to extend the pass maybe over 15 yards? One time he overthrew the receiver by 5 feet and threw it 8 yards out of bounds.
Out of bounds on that last drive.
Somebody explained
to that kid that you got to be inbounds.
I mean, listen, he threw it behind Robinson on the last play. That's why he stumbled and rolled forward. And, you know, any other time in the game, if the defensive player doesn't touch him, game, you know, the clock ends.
You know
think
what?
Think about it.
If
we're going at the end of the first quarter, do they give him a second on the clock? Hell no, they don't. They don't. Just true.
I mean, you talk about, and I'll say it, fixing games, this was nuts. The way we got all these breaks, all these calls. OB, last year, the defense made a lot of those opportunities. Batting
right.
balls, hitting quarterbacks, forcing receivers out of their, you know, their routes and intercepting. But this today, those are three gifts, and I'm telling you, they better get on the plane and zip it because we don't need to hear it. They deserved an L, but you know what? We'll take the W.
They're 1-1.
That game plan today of trying to run the football and trying to pass the football was absolutely it's mind-boggling that a coaching staff at this level getting paid this kind of money came up with a game plan of trying to run the football and then trying to pass the football. This is a passing league. You've got every rule in the book going for you, and we have a quarterback again who lucky he can throw for 100 yards.
Well,
God!
He threw the last pass of the game, and that was the game winner. So give him credit. But he threw for 120 yards, 4.4 yards per an average. And, you know, look, I'm happy they're 1-1, but Green Bay's 2-0, and we got Minnesota. I mean, you got to go through your division to get to the playoffs. We thought we were a Super Bowl team. What we are is a bunch of frauds, and it upsets me. And fans should be upset because we're not very good. We're great on defense. Horrible on offense.
When you see what went on today with that game plan, my God, tell me. I'd love to hear from you people out there. Tell me just exactly what in the heck, in God's name, Nagy was trying to do out there.
He's trying to protect.
For four quarters.
I think he's trying to protect his quarterback, OB.
For what?
Why?
Because he doesn't trust him to do anything.
He knows what the hell is he doing on this team? Because
what is Trubisky doing on this team?
Because Pace stand up to work for him. Because
Ryan Nagy gave credit.
They got to play him.
Nagy gave credit to Ryan Pace in the press conference.
He did.
Like, oh boy, you know, I'm so lucky to work for Ryan Pace, the guy that picked Stinkbisky. I mean, give me a break.
In front of Deshaun Watson, and
Patrick Mahomes. How is that possible?
Incomprehensible.
That'll go down.
And he
I'll guarantee
up.
You.
The guy that was an NFL player fleeced him.
In the history of the National Football League, whenever it comes to an end, there's going to be like real stupid people in the National Football League. And what was their blunder to make them real stupid? How the hell do you have Deshaun Watson, who played at Clemson,
and won two back, national championships.
Back-to-back national
Don't
championships, Bicky can throw the football, can run, do everything. You bypass him, and then your next kid is Patrick Mahomes from Texas Tech.
1 in 20 years.
He's a 1 in 20 year player was the word on him. You pass up those two guys. You've got the third position in the draft. You give up your entire draft to move up to the second spot, and who do you pick? Mitch Trubisky, who couldn't hit the side of a barn with a... Oh, God.
Let me just say this. The next time that we have tornado warnings, run down to the Bears end zone. There's not going to be a touchdown.
I don't want to correct you, Obi, but I just have to mention, Deshaun Watson did win the Heisman. He was a finalist twice for the Heisman, and he won one national championship.
He played in two.
Played two.
Yeah.
Oh, well, excuse me. I missed one.
and he only won the
Heisman and one national championship.
Yeah, he was stolen for five years or whatever he played.
He lost his first one because the other team got the ball with some seconds left and scored. That's how he lost it. But he actually won the game, and then the other team beat him.
Guys, if this thing blows up, if this blows up this year,
how is it not?
I'm going to tell you something. Who the hell do you think is going to hire Nagy as a head coach? And who the hell do you think is going to hire Pace as a general manager with that blunder nailed right on his forehead?
Yeah, you can pin that on both of them. They were both in it together.
I'm very impressed by this show, by the way. Moving from Trubinsky to, what do you call him now? Stinkbinsky.
Maybe I'm being a little hard, because he's probably a really nice guy.
Who cares?
Don't you think, Dan? I mean, look, if he's bagging groceries for my wife,
I love him. I got a
but
lot of nice guys.
Other than that, I don't want him throwing any passes
for me. I don't want
him
on the field playing for me.
Well, my God, did you see him again? Where he threw the ball today? And then all the important passes.
Always behind everybody.
He was thrown behind the receiver. Folks, oh my God. I'm trying to find words. How the hell do you try to make this a positive swing on that kid?
And as bad
as he does it himself. He's the guy that's to make this team go. He's the guy that's got to get the other 10 guys moving, move the ball down the field, convert on third down, and look like you know what the hell you're doing. Instead of a stumble bum out there throwing the ball behind the receivers,
come on,
throwing it 10 feet overhead and 10 yards out of bounds.
You're being too critical.
You saw it tonight.
He had 120 yards for crying out loud, Ed. You're being too critical.
Think about this.
He broke the 90 mark.
Woo-hoo.
Joe Stinko was run out of Baltimore, and guess what? It took him and his ineptitude for
to be able
to win a game.
Hey, Make Sundays your official night to tour the city. Watch Chicago's Best at 10 p.m. Stick around for the latest in shopping, entertainment, and events on See Chicago at 10:30 p.m. on WGN-TV.
I
don't know.
312-981-7200.
How do you be positive about this? How do you sit there and tell our listeners?
Let's just hug each other. We really got a lot to look forward. We got to hug each other.
We got to look forward.
Legalized gambling just in time. We can bet on this bum.
We've got a lot to look forward to. Oh, my God. Promising young quarterback. Great offensive-minded coach. We have got solid ground underneath us, folks.
312-981-7200 if you want to jump in. Quick timeout. Hamp, OB, and Kaz, we're here till 9 on 720 WGN.
Through the good times.